Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As I said at the top of the show, really wanted to talk football. This happened last week too, but the Pirates keep stealing headlines with this day-to-day circus. I mean, this is incredible. In order for us to have talked baseball today, it would have taken something like, oh, I don't know, a combined no-hitter by the other team. Maybe one of the Pirates' best players jogging to first to end the game and having hometown announcers call him out on it. Maybe Derek Shelton snapping on the Noah Constrictor. Not that any of this happened, mind you, Bob.
And you didn't even get to the punchline, losing 12 to nothing.
Yeah, that too.
Don't hit 17 zip.
That part too. So to here to talk about the Pirates and this debacle that their season has become is maybe the guy who's been covering them the longest in this town now that Ron is in Florida. Mr. John Parrotto is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Johnny, I have a couple clips to start you off with. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Let's go to Shelty snapping on the Noah Constrictor who asked about...
The Noah Constrictor, okay.
The Noah Constrictor... had the nerve to ask why there's a position player throwing 40-mile-an-hour wiffle balls for the third time in 12 days. This is how this went down.
Was Rowdy in the eighth just because you guys don't have an off day tomorrow? I'm just trying to...
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman, both three yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Chapman, I'm not going to pitch in that situation. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Okay. Seriously. I mean, it's 11-0.
Johnny, we've all been covering teams and games for a long time. What's your thought on the fairness of the question and how Shelty reacted?
Well, I think any time that you have to use your third baseman three times in 12 days, it's a legitimate question why you use your first baseman again. I mean, when it's a one-off, it's funny. Like the first time he pitched that Saturday night when they had the big crowd on the Hall of Fame night, it was funny. It was kind of comical, and it was, kind of broke up the fact the Pirates got beat up badly. But then when you got to bring him in again the next day, and now you're bringing him in last night, I mean, you know, there's something that I learned real early on when I started covering baseball, and this is very big among baseball people. They always say you have to respect the game. And I think when you keep bringing a guy in throwing 50-mile-an-hour, like you said, wiffle balls, you're disrespecting the game. And, you know, and I don't care about the bullpen, and I don't care about saving an inning here or there. If you have a major league team and your pitching staff is so bad that your first baseman leads the team in games finished since August 24th.
Good.
He does. Him and David Bednar are tied with 3
each. Oh, my. What a telling stat.
I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, I know it's funny, but it's embarrassing. And they're disrespecting the game by doing this. And, you know, and then for Derek Shelton to get snippy, well, more than snippy, I mean, come on. You're the one. I mean, it's a legitimate question. And, you know, I mean, it just seems to me it's a guy who obviously is feeling a lot of heat right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that. And I thought that was sort of my take. I mean, he's got to understand, or he's got to know at this point, that if there's going to be a big change that's going to be made, John, he's going to be the sacrificial lamb, right? I mean, they're not going to get rid of Ben Cherington or something like that. And so, I mean, you've covered this team for a lot of years, so you've covered a lot of these end of the line for managers. I mean, isn't sort of when you kind of know that it's going south for you, don't all of them start to feel the pressure?
They should. And, you know, you say Cherington won't get fired, and I would have said that 2 days ago. But after what happened last night and what's happened here in the last month and change, I really wonder if the Pirates don't have to think long and hard about almost starting. I don't know, starting over, but I mean, you look at Ben Cherington, he's been here 5 years now, and I know he inherited a bad situation and he had to tear things apart. But when you're 5 years in and you're still trying to build a pitching staff of guys like Domingo Germán, I mean, have you really made any progress? I'm not trying to overreact to one really bad game like last night, but they've been terrible for 5 weeks, and this is when they should be getting better. Like last year, they got better the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. They're getting worse, and, you know, and I just don't see I think the whole operation needs to be reviewed, and it'll be interesting what does happen at the end of the year.
John, we don't know what his contract is as far as Shelton. And it seems to be a debate about if there is a change, only one of the two may go. But, Paul, I know that most people look at the manager, but isn't it the general manager who supplied the talent to this team, or lack of it, over 5 years? And, yes, he inherited whatever he inherited, but this is 5 years later. How do you make a case to keep him if you're willing to move on from the manager?
I agree, Bob. And again, I'm usually very patient about things like this with general managers and managers, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt most times. But, you know, you look at Ben Cherington now, and outside of winning that World Series in 2013 with the Red Sox, I mean, the Red Sox finished last pretty much either finished first or last every other year he was the GM. And, I mean, the Pirates are going to finish last most likely for the fourth time in 5 years. And last year they finished fourth. And I think at some point you have to answer for your performance. And, I mean, the record that Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington have are just – awful. And the thing that bothers me the most, like I said, is they're regressing instead of progressing. And that's, to me, alarming. And, you know, who knows what Bob Nutting's thinking? He never avails himself to the media. And, they're very secretive about everything. Like you said, Bob, we don't even know the contract statuses of the manager and GM. But I've got to believe that this has to Bob, even though Bob doesn't seem to be fazed by losing very much, as you can tell by his track record, I think even this has to be getting to him a little bit, as badly as they played. I mean, they were in the pennant race a month ago, and now they're one of the worst teams in baseball.
John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. So, Johnny, I think one of the things about the Shelty incident with the NOAA constrictor last night was a lot of people say, why doesn't he ever do that with his players? And that brings us back to Shelty really sort of hanging his hat when he has nothing else to hang it on, quite frankly, on effort. I love our guys' effort. We try hard, you know, we battle. Well, John Wehner was on here about 3 weeks ago basically saying that's really not the case all the time. That you see guys like we've had Rowdy, we've had O'Neill Cruz jog out of the box and turn single doubles into singles. We've had O'Neill Cruz jog to first twice lately in the ninth inning of games, including last night in a no-hitter. Listen to this. And this is like all hometown announcers. They're not really given to criticizing players on their own team. But listen to John Wehner, Joe Block, and Greg Brown all calling it the way it was when O'Neill Cruz basically walked to first base. Here it is.
1-2 pitch. Cruz, soft bouncer to short. It's Swanson again. He's got it.
And he's not running.
And Cruz jogging to first on what is a no-hitter by the Cubs. 12-0. One of the most lopsided no-hitters in baseball history.
Well, Cruz just trots to first base. Combined no-hitter. First here at Wrigley. Imanaga, Pearson, and Hodge combined to no-hit the Pirates.
That last clip from Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And again, Johnny, a lot of the people would like Derek Shelton, you know, once to be on the top of the dugout instead of snapping on the NOAA constrictor, snapping on one of his players. What did you make of all that?
Well, I think maybe the no constrictor didn't hustle down to the clubhouse fast enough after the game. Maybe that's why.
He slithered down.
No, again, it comes back to respecting the game, Joe. I mean, okay, I know you're losing 12-0. You're getting your heads handed to you, and you just want the game to end and go back to the hotel or go wherever you're going to go. But at least from an optics standpoint, make it look like you're trying, for God's sake. I mean, you're already getting no hit. And just to basically walk down the line was, again, it's just disrespect. I hate to keep using the same word, but, I mean, you know, it's just disrespectful to the game. And I think Derek Shelton's fault, and I've thought this for a long time, and it's really starting to come through now. I think he wants to be the player's friend. He wants the players to like him. Instead of being a bit, and I'm not saying it's going to work like it did when Billy Martin was managing or something where you just flip out every day. But, I mean, there seems to be no discipline. There's a lack of detail, you know, lack of, I don't know, just a lot of bad baseball things happen and they slide. Now, maybe Derek Shelton chews these guys out in private, but I don't think he does. And talking to people in that clubhouse, I think it's kind of a laissez-faire attitude where basically if we don't hustle, that's okay. We're not going to get yelled at anyway.
Well, I think part of it is just sort of, he's a new age, new era kind of manager. But I don't think that the problem that you have when you start talking about benching guys like O'Neill Cruz, I mean, John, what do they have behind these guys is the problem. The problem is when you look at the lineup, and I thought some of it was addressed at the trade deadline, but when you look at the lineup card every night and you say, why the heck is this guy playing? Why the heck is this guy playing? Then you start to say, okay, well, what are the alternatives? And it's not much better, is it?
Well, no, not really. I mean, they have some pitchers in AAA. They have Bubba Chandler and Thomas Harrington, who both look like they have a chance to be pretty good, especially Chandler. But you look like in Baseball America's top 100, and the only position player the Pirates have is Connor Griffin, who they just drafted out of high school this year. So certainly you're not going to bring him up to the big leagues anytime soon. And, you know, I know that the Pirates like to talk up Tamar Johnson, who was their first-round pick a couple of years back. But I have a lot of scouts who have seen Tamar Johnson really have questions whether they think he's going to be a very good big league player or not. So, you know, there isn't a whole lot there, but you wonder. I mean, they do have York, the kid they got, Nick York, from the Red Sox in the trade for Quinn Priester at the deadline. He's tearing up AAA. Why not bring him up? I mean, bring him up and see what you have in him. I mean, I don't know. It just, you know, they're playing all these veteran guys that have no future. And I'm not saying, like you said, there's not a whole lot down there behind these guys. But I'd rather bring a guy like Jack Sawinski back up, even if he's hitting 170, and take one final look and see if maybe you can salvage his career. And it's just a mess. And when you've had 5 years to build an organization – and you're in this situation with this lack of talent, it's telling. It really is.
Hey, can I go back to Cruz for a minute? Just because, and I say this knowing that he makes a lot of errors at shortstop, but so does Ellie De La Cruz. In fact, Ellie De La Cruz has more errors than O'Neill Cruz. I still believe having a shortstop who can hit 25 home runs and drive in 80 and do what he can do is an asset that you would like to have, creating opportunities in the outfield for other people who can maybe hit as well. But, you know, this whole thing about him moving out there and doing it, John, I'd rather just say, hey, let's work on your defense. We're here to coach you up and make and reduce the number. It don't have to be perfect. You're never going to win a gold glove. I'd rather have his offense at shortstop and then go out and get somebody who can hit 30 home runs to play center field if there is anyone out there who can do that.
Oh, I agree. I think he's more valuable as a shortstop than he is as a center fielder, Bob. And I mean, the Pirates just dropped this out of the blue on the last homestand. Derek Shelton almost matter-of-factly said, oh, by the way, O'Neill Cruz is going to start playing center field. And, you know, I don't understand it. The only thing I can figure is they just thought this guy just can't play short. There's no way. We've tried to coach him up, and it's just not working. But I agree. As a center fielder, he's still a good player and he can be an impact player. But, you know, I question the coaching. And I thought about this, and I talked to an infield coach from another big league team that came through town recently. And he told me, and this is a guy who I'm not going to give up his name because it was off the record, but it's a veteran big league coach. And he told me, he said, Cruz can be worked with. He said, you can make any infielder better if you do the right work with him and teach him. He said, and he has the athletic ability to be at least an average big league defensive shortstop. So the Pirates haven't been able to do it, and it makes you wonder. They talk about he works with Mendy Lopez every day, worked with Mendy Lopez every day, and on, Mendy this, Mendy that. Well, Mendy must not be a really good teacher because the kid didn't get much better.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan tour brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob and Paul, may I engage Johnny in a game of free association?
It's always fun.
Yes.
Thank you. Johnny, you ready? Short answer is the better. Even one word if you have to, okay?
Okay.
Will Bednar be the closer next season?
No.
Will Rowdy Tellez be the closer next season?
Possibly.
Pick positions for Davis, Rodriguez, and Bart for next season, assuming all are still here.
Bart, catcher, Rodriguez, first baseman, and Henry, who knows, if he'll even be around, I don't know. A pass on Henry.
Pass, okay. Will Cruz
I beat up on him enough, pass.
Will Cruz be a good center fielder?
Yeah.
Does Alika Williams have a batting title in his future?
No.
Opening rotation will be what next year?
Ooh. Well, Skeens, Jones, Keller, Falter, and I'm going to say not Chandler? Domingo Herman.
Ortiz.
Bubba Chandler.
Okay, very good. Charrington will be back.
Yes.
Shelton will be back.
Yes, but a very unemphatic yes.
If Shelton weren't to be back, who's the first name that springs to mind as a possible replacement?
Terry Francona.
Do you know for a fact that he is still interested in managing?
Yes. I don't know if he wants. I mean, you know, he just spent 13 years in a small market really fighting an uphill battle. And the Guardians organization is light years better than the Pirate organization. So, I mean, the only thing I think that that might lure him is the fact that he grew up here. He's from New Brighton and Beaver County. He grew up a Pirate fan. And the fact to come home and manage his hometown team and maybe finally get them on the right side of things, I think he would at least listen. I'll say that much, but I don't know. Maybe after he listened, he would probably realize, like, well, this isn't a good place to be, and he wouldn't take the job.
Well, you entice him with Rowdy on the mound, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, when you inherit it, you know, when you have a chance, you know, but I'm sure a lot of other teams are going to come after Rowdy as a pitcher now, free agency. So I'm not probably so sure the Pirates will be able to re-sign him at this point.
Yes. But the important thing there, though, is that Francona, despite health problems and age creeping in with him, no matter who it would be, Pirates or elsewhere, you do know that he has an interest in managing again.
He does. I wouldn't say a strong interest because I think he's enjoying retirement. And, you know, baseball's a – when you're a manager, you're at the ballpark at noon for a 7 o'clock game and you're getting out at midnight, and you're never really away from the job. Even when you're at home, I think you're thinking about, you know, ways to win, ways to tweak the lineup, ways to do this or that. And I think the fact that he can just not have to think about that 24/7, I think he enjoys that. I don't know if he could be lured back or not, but I will say this. I think if the Pirates called, it would at least tug at his heartstrings enough that he would listen to them.
Johnny, you're a wonderful man, a patriot, a spiritual guru, a guide for Bob throughout much of his career.
Absolutely. And, from Beaver County, we go way back.
And
way back.
A true baseball man. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
There he goes, Johnny Pirotto. How about that little nugget at the end? We're having a lot of plot twists today. Hokie said the Steelers were good at every position, and then at the end he said they're going to go 8-9. And now Johnny Pirotto with a plot twist at the end that Francona, he could see him being interested in this job, Paul.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, he turned Boston, all those years of losing, or not losing, but not winning a championship, and then boom, it happened under his watch.
And I think, one of the things about him is he's an older school manager that understands the modern-day ball. I think one of the things the Pirates could use is probably a little bit more of a baseball person, like a old school dyed-in-the-wool baseball guy.
Yeah, I remember
someone who understands the numbers and understands the analytics, but also has a real good working knowledge of how to manage a baseball team from the standpoint of, you've got to make decisions based on what you know sometimes and not necessarily your data.
Remember when Francona lit up Trevor Bauer for throwing that ball over the center field fence? Yeah. Lit him up like a pinball machine, Bob. Like Malzy in a craft beer house.
I like that.
How are things going back there, Bob? Everything okay in the home office?
Yeah, so it's very peaceful back here. Got a lot of screens on, watching a lot of different stuff. You had hit on something earlier, and I see a big debate on this about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, can you believe that Kelsey said he needs to be more of a leader? I'm talking Jason, his former teammate. That's something. We're going to get into all of the NFL.
What's amazing, though, is if you sit here with the sound off, which we are, Bob, we have, what is this, FS1 on.
Uh-huh.
It had the show with Emmanuel Acho or whatever his name is. That was on before, and now it's Colin Cowherd. But you know how they have, these things down along the bottom of the screen, these quotes.
Yeah.
If you just look at the quotes, you're like, really? This is what they're talking about? Just like the first one when we got in was, is this a must-win game for Lamar Jackson?
That's an unbelievable topic. But we can overreact with the best of them before a season. We're going to do just that next. Our Steeler predictions, our Super Bowl predictions, our over and unders, all things NFL, including our game predictions coming up.
Is it just me, though? Does it seem like this offseason's been a lot longer than any offseason I can remember? It just seems
you're
like
right.
We've been talking about the same things for literally 8 months, it seems.
So thank God it's all happening tonight with a great game, by the way. Great game.
Finally, we got some football.
I can't wait to watch it. Let's talk all football. Pomp. Paul, Joe, and our little friend back in the studio, the man they call City Limits, Austin Bechtold. That's all coming up next. First, let's talk about a mustache. The one that Joe Potocnik sports every day of his life. The one that people want autographs from. I saw that happen at a golf tournament recently. I believe it was Pheasant Ridge with the one and only Jim Colony as the starter. We were playing in a tournament. And multiple people walked up to Joe and ignored him and wanted an autograph from his mustache. Limits, if a mustache could autograph a baseball or a golf ball, it would have done it. But Joe did instead. He's a legend. He's the defending two-time Northeast Trifecta MVP for marketing, customer service, work in the community, and the work he does on roofing and siding. They've been out to my house a couple times. Several, actually. A couple implies two, and it's been more than that. They fixed the problem. First, they identified it. They laid out the game plan for my wife and I. Then they fixed it. I haven't worried about it since. Isn't that what you want? Weather's starting to change. Batten down the hatches now. Give them a call. $500 off any roofing or siding installation. Go 412. Paul, do you talk to yourself sometimes? Yes, I do, too. Often. Does your my daughter?
I'm the only person that wants to actually talk to me. That's why.
My daughter sometimes will turn to me in the car and say, who are you talking to?
I
make gestures.
Yes.
Usually it's an old resentment where I say the perfect thing to crush the other person, only they're not there.
Yes.
No. You just said that. You were just talking to somebody.
Yeah, I was just talking to myself.
About what?
Just, I don't know, general things. There's a lot of times when I'm talking to myself, I'm just trying to, because my mind is racing. I'm trying to slow my mind down so I can get focused on what I'm actually doing.
Bob, do you talk to yourself?
Yes, sometimes if, you know, I'm thinking about something I got to do later and how to, you know, go about talking, or I sing to myself, I know that.
I guess more accurately, do you talk to other people in your mind and they're not there?
No. Yeah. I don't do that.
I do that frequently, yeah.
No.
And like I said, it's usually I finally thought of the perfect thing to crush them and it's always too late, but I still want to get it in, right?
You want to make sure that you get it in, yes.
Yeah. So I win in the end. Thank you, Bob.
Joe, you have one of the most active brains I've ever witnessed. Because you can change topics instantly, and you go from things that I have no idea that you're going to bring up, and you bring it up, and you do it in a very eloquent way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very, very kindly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.